Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, well, we're glad that you've tuned back into the Back to the Bible radio broadcast, and we've got Middle Cross up, and they're going to be singing, "I'm Gonna Get To." I know this thing's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
I've never passed through solid pearl gates into a city where it's always day, but I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. I've never eaten fruit from the tree of life or sat down in heaven by the river side, but I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. 'Cause the blood of Jesus saved my soul, put a seal on me of the Holy Ghost. There's no doubt I am redeemed. I've never seen Jesus face to face, but I've accepted His gift by grace. My Lord is the King of all kings. So I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna get to. I've never met Noah, Moses, or Paul, but God tells me that I will know them all. I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. I've never served the Father around His throne, but I will in heaven when I get home. I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. 'Cause the blood of Jesus saved my soul, put a seal on me of the Holy Ghost. There's no doubt I am redeemed. Never seen Jesus face to face, but I've accepted His gift by grace through faith. My Lord is the King of all kings. So I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna get to. I've never seen Jesus face to face, but I've accepted His gift by grace through faith. My Lord is the King of all kings. So I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna get to.
All right, we're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This will be part three of the message we've been preaching on, the sin of lying. Number two, lying causes disruption to the family. In the very beginning, look what one lie that was told broke a family up. It was a family. Look, Adam and Eve was great, man. Everything was going wonderful. They was eating all, had plenty of groceries. Everything was wonderful. You're talking about Paradise Island. Hello! No sickness, no woe. Didn't have to pay for nothing. They wasn't an ATM wanting Eden. Hallelujah. Didn't pay taxes. Somebody ought to shout right there, amen. Didn't have to worry about the gas prices. Didn't have to worry about, man, what's going on. There was no wars. There was no famine. There was none of those things. Are you listening to me? And then a little snake in the tree come about, and guess what he did? He offered a lie. And that lie, have you ever thought about how that lie disrupted the family? That deceptive lie? Genesis chapter number 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said unto the woman, "Yea, God has said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat it, neither touch it, lest you die." Here comes the lie, verse number 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die." Go tell her that now. Go tell her now.
The devil's a liar. And the father of it, God doth know that in the day that ye eat of the tree thereof, their eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, little g gods, by the way, knowing good and evil. That was the first lie found in the Bible. And when you follow a lie, friend, can I tell you where it leads? Destruction. They did die. They didn't just die physically. Now look, I want you to know this. Your lie might not catch up with you on day one, but your lie will eventually get you in the end. Adam lived a long time, Brother Charles. Adam lived a long time before he met his maker. He sure did. In fact, the Word of God says, and all the days of Adam that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. That's a long time. But had he never followed the lie to begin with, he'd have lived forever. I think I'll take that option. But he died physically. His wife died. Have you ever considered that you lying to yourself and lying to God and lying to God's house? Have you ever considered how that, man, that's impacting your family? How that it's bringing dysfunction? How that it's bringing woes? How that your son, how that your daughters, how you say, I'm a Christian, but yet you live one way at church and another way at the house? Have you ever considered how that that's changing and affecting your family? You ain't fooling nobody, friend. God knows who you are. He knows who I am. I can't live one way at church and another way at the house. There'll be no victory on it. There'll be no joy in it. Listen, lying is a big deal. Because lying will cause you to get to the place where you don't even know what the truth is anymore. He said this over in Ephesians chapter number 4. He said, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. In other words, there's nobody else that can sit on the throne of God. Nobody else is holy as God. Nobody else. Listen, are y'all listening to me this morning? But yet the devil said, oh, you know, it's all right. You eat of this fruit, you'll be just like him. You ain't going to be like him. Cannot be like him. You are created, not the creator. That man, preacher. Have you ever heard anybody say that he's full of white lies? That's a mountain term, isn't it? He's full of white lies. That's a lie in of itself. Ain't nobody full of white lies. They're full of black ones. Every lie is evil. Even if it's a little one, it's really a big one. Someone said that just one little lie, no big deal. I want to remind you that one lie caused man's world to change. One lie introduced death. One lie introduced thorns. One lie introduced thistles. One lie introduced cancer. What, y'all listen to me this morning. It is a big deal. And if we're fools to think that it's not. It's amazing to me, though, how that so many people can tell a lie these days and it not even affect them. We think it's a big joke. Before that lie manifests, man had experienced pain. He experienced death. He experienced storm. He experienced loss. One lie from Satan caused disruption in the home, and it took the family down because they heeded to that one lie. I'm going to tell you something, daddies, mamas, your children know when you're lying. Your children know that you are a lie. Maybe you said some things. Maybe, praise God, I'm on fire for God. They know when you're lying. If you stand up here and testify, your kids, man, shuddering in their boots because, man, they know who you are. I'm going to tell you something. You're out of the will of God, and you need to get right with Jesus. You're believing your lies. They never seen anybody right with Jesus that can stand and tell a lie and tell how great God is and then turn around and live like hell and the devil. It don't work, friend. Something's wrong. You ain't got a connection made. Lying causes disunity. And lying causes disruption in the home, but lying also causes death. We spoke about that earlier. We're not just talking about a physical death, but what about spiritual death? Death, you know what death is? Death is separation. It's amazing how we lie to ourselves and tell ourselves that we're good. When the Bible said this, there is none righteous, no, not one. What's the point, preacher? The point is, if you're putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got an example to follow. And it ain't me, amen. that example to follow. And if you think that, man, you've arrived, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to everybody else around you. You're bringing yourself harm. When man sinned in the garden, there was a separation between God and man. It broke the fellowship between God and man in the garden, right? And God had to do something. You know what God had to do? God had to sacrifice. I tell you, I thank God for God's compassion on you. Hey, somebody say amen right there. I thank God for God's compassion and his mercy. Something had to die. Something innocent had to die for the guilty. There was a lamb. Maybe it was a lamb. Maybe it was some animal died and they put the skins upon man, covering him in from neck probably to ankles. Because the flesh, they knew that they were naked. And the only way that you can get covered is by the blood of the lamb, friend. Death is separation. First John chapter 2, verse 21. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth that the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Jesus told him one time, he said, there's some that's believing the lies of the devil. Listen, there's some that believe in the lies of the devil. Some of these Pharisees come around one day. And Jesus said this, ye are of your father, the devil. Why? Because they were acting like the devil. They were living for the devil. They were promoting the devil in their devilish ways. They didn't have new coat on. With no examination of the soul, can I tell you, you'll never get right spiritually. Amen. This stuff will help you if you'll apply it. But can I tell you this morning, don't lie to yourself. Because we all have need of improvement. Lying will bring about death. But it'll also bring about eternal destruction. Lying will ruin your testimony. It's going to ruin your integrity. It's going to ruin your relationships. It's going to ruin your church fellowship. If you lie in here about somebody else, imagine how it's going to impact your testimony. Imagine what it's going to do to your integrity. Imagine how it's going to do to your spiritual life when you go to shake hands with one another and you're shaking hands with your enemy. But I want you to know this, Jesus, he didn't lie to you. But lying is also listed as one of the major sins that will keep you from entering heaven. Revelations 21 and 8, the Bible said this, but the fearful and the unbelieving, he's telling you who's not going to go to heaven, and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers. I'm glad that we ain't got to promote that sinful life. And sorcerers, that's witches, and idolaters, people worship idols. And then he says this, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. What's the big deal, preacher? When you lie to others, you're lying to yourself. Back there when I give you that passage out of 1 John, the Bible said this right here. If you don't acknowledge the Son, friend, you reject the Son, you're lying to yourself. There was really a Jesus. He was really, listen, he was really conceived of the Holy Ghost. He really died at Calvary. He really arose on the third glorious day and 40 days later ascended to heaven. And he really, right now, is sitting on the right hand of the throne of God. And there really will be a day when the Lord Jesus Christ comes. But if you choose to ignore the teachings of his word, you're rejecting Jesus and you're living for your father, the devil.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.